the devil's wife. Valentine's Day on Earth. She looked around her. The cherry blossoms were whispering secrets of the spring. The lakes were heaving with their golden liquids. All was bliss in Eden, and Belzebub was by her side. This was going to be the second best Valentine ever, she thought to herself, as she felt him embrace her from behind. Her thoughts roamed back to their time on Earth, when his parents had banished them back in time because he had burnt the moon in his anger over nearly losing her. He was so impulsive, she thought to herself with a chuckle. It was spring, and the flowers were blooming. The air was dense with dewdrops. Earth was just discovering electricity. A young man by the name of Tesla lived in the shadow of someone greater who barely allowed him to breathe. He was enlightened, and the older frightened. The saddest and most common denominator of humankind's bleak history. They arrived like a lightning bolt into Tesla's private chambers, startling the life out of his young wits. The waves still shook through the air as they were introducing themselves to him, and he touched the sparks all over the room where they had landed. Tesla asked Belzebub about the sparks and marveled at how the dewdrops in the air combined with the Earth's energy compressed produced the sparks. Soon enough, and after he had quizzed Belzebub a million times again about the sparks and Earth's energy system and ingrained power grid, he had ensured they would get a head start on life by procuring an odd job to Belzebub as a stable boy and watchman. By the conditions of his parents, Belzebub was allowed to seek nothing else than a simple life. The pay was sufficient, and they also had food and lodging provided for them at a small cabin neighboring the woods. Belzebub fretted initially over having to resort to a laborer's life, but one look at his wife's smile then comforted him beyond words. She watched him toil, so powerful once that he could cover the earth in one stretch and fly to the moon to send it flaming and rocketing into the cosmos. There he was, tending to the horses, procuring water, repairing hedges, and weeding the areas where she grew flowers. She wondered how he did not miss his powers and why he did not rebel against the situation. After all, his parents had made the condition simple and clear. All he had to do to get full control over Eden was renounce her and their breed, but he remained steadfast in his desire to keep both. He could not use any of his powers, and the first breach of this would make both lost to him forever. When Valentine's Day arrived, he had a surprise for her, beautiful red, blue, and purple roses that he had grown on his own. She wondered how he had blended into one rose bush, all three colors, but visibly he had not used magical powers as they were still there unharmed. When she asked, he merely smiled and kissed her softly, saying it was his secret. She then asked him how it was that he resisted using his powers just for her. He gazed into her eyes, his eyes overflowing with love, and told her, "You make me want to be a better man." She sighed. So many memories, but that one sentence and that particular memory played fondly with her mind and heart every Valentine.